Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Look up, I look up.
And that was Bruce Sword, who is, of course, the front man and creative force behind The Pineapple Thief. The name of the song, A Thousand Daggers, and it was from his self-titled solo debut album in 2015. Next up, I'd like to play something from a band called Thieves' Kitchen. The core trio is Phil Mercy, Amy Darby, and Thomas Johansson, ex-Anglegard. And on this album, they have adjunct members Anna Holmgren of Anglegard, Johan Brand of Anglegard, and Paul Malion, ex-Sanguine Hum. They've released about 6 albums since 2000, and I think you're going to like their brand of sophisticated prog. This is from their latest album, entitled A Clockwork Universe, released in 2015, and the name of the song is Prodigy.
Thank you. the truth. That she was ransomed to the ruthless turn of progress for her youth. That she's a conscript, that she's a clockwork angel resting on the chessboard, waiting for her move. She's unappreciated, but so underestimated. Slowly off her hair, slipping slowly to her shoulders, like their expectation only sinking now.
Once again, that was Thieves' Kitchen. The name of the song was Prodigy from the album A Clockwork Universe in 2015. Next up, it's time for the Prog Radar weekly recommendation and bite-size review in conjunction with my friend Martin Hutchinson, who runs Prog Radar over in UK. This week, we have a song from Abel Gans from their eponymous 2014 release. We're going to play the song Thank You, and I'll read Martin's review afterward.
And now I say, from her and me for who we be. Thank you. And now I say, from her and me for who we be. Thank you. Keine Herr, Sorien Vater, Skyr in Sintanak. Hanig Jean, Garglosets, Erachter Torton Fats. Hanig Kes, Yala Farian Apoch, Markio Ermuhulen. In Argorum, Ages Glass, Osuyer Gechbliona. And now I say, from her and me, for who we be, thank you. And now I say, from her and me, for who we be, thank you.
Say, from her and me, who we are.
Once again, that was Thank You from Abel Gans, their eponymous 2014 album. Here's Martin's bite-sized review. I've just listened to a musical composition that goes further than just pleasing the senses. It is full of beauty and grace and manages to combine musical styles that are quite disparate and deliver a musical release that beguiles, bewitches, and enthralls. This is music that will stand the test of time and could become a legacy for this superb band. As usual, I agree with Martin. This was a great album. Continuing on from the superb Shooting Albatross album, like a fine wine, Abel Gans seems to be improving with age. Anyway, if you're so inclined, check out Prog Radar. Martin reviews a lot of music over there and has a lot of things related to progressive rock, obviously. The Facebook page, Prog Radar, and he's also got progradar.org, a website. There's also the Prog Radar Friends and Reviewers, I believe, on Facebook, where other folks like me and some of my fellow DJs and just, prog band members, people like that, chime in with reviews of albums to help Martin keep up with the plethora of great music that's been coming out lately.
You're tuned to Radio Progzilla, streaming across the net 24 hours a day. Radio Progzilla, simply the best progressive rock radio.
And moving right along, I've got something from a band that if you listen to this show, you might know that I like them just a little bit. The name of the band is Spock's Beard, a great American progressive band. This is from their Octane album, released in 2006. Octane was the 8th studio album and the 2nd since the departure of Neil Morse. From that album, I'd like to play a song called She Is Everything.
The addiction, the vision, the cure.
Again, that was She Is Everything from Spock's Beard. Octane 2006 was the album. What can I say? You know, after Neil left, people were wondering what would happen to Spock's Beard. They soldiered on and did quite well. Nick DiVirgilio was handling lead vocals, drums, percussion, playing some guitar as well. Alan Morse, guitar, theremin, saw, backing vocals, saw. Ryo Akamudo, I always have a hard time with that one, on keyboards, and Dave Maros on bass. But Nick DiVirgilio really stepped it up for those couple albums right after Neil took off.
And now for something completely different.
And yes, it's time for something a little different. This time I've found something by a project called Wet Rabbit. Wet Rabbit is from Budapest, Hungary, and the main driving force of the project is Zoltán Sostay. Their music is progressive rock with electronic roots. I hooked up with Zoltán on Twitter, actually, and he sent me the album, and I rather enjoyed it. So here I'm going to let you hear a piece of it from the album Of Clocks and Clouds. I'm going to play a song for you called Dark Rain. Again, this is Wet Rabbit. Once again, the name of the song was Dark Rain. The name of the project, Wet Rabbit. If you liked it, go check them out. I was pleasantly surprised by the album. It's called Of Clocks and Clouds, and it is on Bandcamp. Wet Rabbit's also on Twitter and Facebook, and they have a website, wetrabbit.com. So if you liked it, show them a little love.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Up next, I've got new music from a project entitled N period Y period X. It's kind of stylized with the N and the X capitalized and the Y small, periods in between the letters. It's an experimental rock project from Turin, Italy. The project is comprised of Walter F. on guitar and bass and Danilo A. Panico on drums and keyboards. The name of the group is derived from Greek mythology. It's the equivalent to Goddess of the Night, I believe. The music is very experimental, features electronics and traditional instruments, and it's just a little, you know, it's out there. It's, if you're a fan of King Crimson or something, I think you might like this group. Anyway, I'm going to let it rip. The name of the song, Restless Slumber at the Break of Dawn, and it's from the NYX album The News, which was just released. Brand new. Thank you. Once again, the name of that song was Restless Slumber at the Break of Dawn from The News. Just came out by NYX on Bad Elephant Music.
Hello, good morning, good evening. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Radio Progzilla, which is being dishing you up red-hot progressive stuff and it's 24/7.
Here I'd like to play something from IQ. Those of you who have been with me a long time know I did quite a lot of coverage of IQ in Season 1, but I kind of glossed over their debut album because I felt the production kind of detracted from my enjoyment of it at the time. I recently discovered a remix version by guitarist Mike Holmes. It was released in 2013. It takes what was a diamond in the rough and polishes it into a crown jewel, in my opinion. I can highly recommend this. And this is pretty much the centerpiece of the album. It's entitled The Human Gateway. And this is from Tales from the Lush Attic, the first actual album from IQ, released in 1983.
My eyes and hope tonight.
What an awesome epic that is. From Tales from the Lush Attic, the 2013 remix by Mike Holmes, guitarist for IQ. The name of the song was The Human Gateway. This was one of the earliest neo-progressive releases alongside with Marillion's debut album. But like I said, I kind of thought it suffered from maybe a little bit substandard production in the original album. But obviously the performances were there because Mike Holmes has remixed it, and boy, does it sound fantastic. Again, I can highly recommend this. And yes, it's time to climb up into the attic one more time for a classic from my archives here. Today I'd like to play something from the Straubs. Their album Grave New World, released in 1972. It was the fifth studio album by the Straubs, and it was the first album to release after the departure of Rick Wakeman, who left to join Yes, of course. Bandleader Dave Cousins was a little bit bitter about the parting and admitted that at least one song on the album was written about Wakeman. Happily, they got over it, and the two have since performed and recorded together, and they even released an album together called Hummingbird in 2002. Blue Weaver of Amen Corner was recruited to replace Wakeman, rounding out a lineup that included Cousins, Tony Hooper on guitars and vocals, John Ford, bass, guitars and vocals, and Richard Hudson, drums, sitar, tabla, and vocals. The front cover was a reproduction of a William Blake illustration entitled Glad Day. The album reached number 11 in the UK charts, and from the album I'd like to give you a song called Benedictus. This is the Straubs, once again from the album Grave New World.
Thank you.
Once again, that classic was entitled Benedictus, from the album Grave New World by the Straubs, released in 1972. In August 2014, progressive rock band Big Big Train gathered at Real World Studios in England for a week of rehearsals to see if gigging their album material after a 17-year absence from the stage was feasible. They were accompanied by a film crew.
The result of this little weekend will determine what future the band might have as a performing entity. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Big Big Train, live in the real world.
Stone and Steel tells the story of the band's transition from the studio back to the stage, featuring performances of 9 songs recorded live at Real World and 4 songs recorded live at the band's gigs in London in 2015, as well as interviews and rehearsal footage.
Was, you know, curious how it was all going to come together, and it was basically just like I expected it. Fantastic.
A year later, Big Big Train played 3 shows at King's Place in London. Stone and Steel by Big Big Train will be released on Blu-ray and high-definition download on 14th March 2016. Pre-order the Blu-ray, which includes a 64-page photo album booklet, at www.bigbigtrain.com.
Farewell and adieu to you fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu, you ladies of Spain. For we've received orders for to sail back to Boston. And so nevermore shall we see you again.
And yes, that is about all we have time for again this week. I'd like to thank you for coming along for the ride once again, ye Prague Watch faithful. I hope that you enjoy where I'm taking the show. I've been trying to get more interviews, figuring that those of you who were with me in the beginning, if you tuned in when it was just me and some of my buds talking about progressive rock, well, you're probably going to like it even better if it's me talking to someone who's actually making the music. So I hope you're enjoying the new format. I'm looking to do more interviews, not every week or anything, but hopefully every other week or every third week, we'll have some kind of guest on Prog Watch who is a actual musician, and we'll be featuring some of their music. Coming up soon, I believe I'm going to have one with Darren Charles of Godstix, which is an interesting heavy prog band that I'm going to lay on you probably next week, I think. And as always, if you like the show, please go and like the Facebook page, Prog-Watch on Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, at ProgSquatch. You can also email me, ProgSquatch@gmail.com. And if you're looking for any back episodes, the website, ProgWatch.com, is really shaping up. I'm keeping the current season up to date, you know, putting up a new post for each new show as I release it. The second season, well, there was about 48 episodes in there. I'm slogging through it maybe about a third of the way there. First season is complete. So, yeah, check it out if you want. ProgWatch.com.
Blah, 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 blah.
And so, after all my blah, 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 and yada, yada, I will say to you once again, Prog on, brothers and sisters.
Parent, no 2 days are ever the same. At Care.com, you can find trusted and flexible sitters to help manage your family's ever-changing schedule. Care.com can even help you out with housekeepers, dog walkers, senior caregivers, and more, so you can find care for all you love. And 100% of caregivers who use Care.com have been background checked with CareCheck, a key first step in hiring confidently. To get the help you need to make it all work, sign up now and find a great sitter at Care.com.